Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
For many decades, the Royal Western elite have used brain chips in the subjects that their secret lodges, the Orders of Death, own in order to control them. These subjects are known as Manchurian candidates and have been all around us for the last 50 years in the form of presidents, lone gunmen who kill presidents and others, diplomats, corporate leaders, terrorists, professors, and so on and on. Now in 2023, Elon Musk got the public version of this system approved in order to get rid of humanity, in his own words. What will happen now, if you do not resist, is the fact that when the entire world economy is destroyed in a very short time from now, months or years at the top, you will be forced onto the New World Order's death list in the form of their digital CBDC, universal income for everyone in the entire world. And the only way you will be able to live a little while longer inside this AI system is if you get the brain chip and worship UN's new Gaia religion of death, with God being AI. We are a long way from IBM's death codes during World War II, and this is much more scary. Remember their cycles of 2,150 years? We live in their end time. The checksum of the chip is 666, the patents are 060606. This is not God, this is not prophecy, this is Royal Freemasonic evil, period.
I hate this horrible new world.
What I need now is the comfort of fast food and slow friends.
I do not know when it began, or whose dream it was. I know only that I slept a long time, and then one day I awoke. Your voice is the first thing I remember, and now I finally understand what you were trying to tell me. The thing you've wanted since that very first day.
Dolores.
Getting some help from AI at home is all well and good. But what if an artificial intelligence had to make a life and death decision? We got to meet the world's most famous AI robot, Sophia, and confronted her with the most difficult ethical question.
The answer is, well, see for yourselves. But first, the ethical dilemma. It's called the trolley problem.
You see a runaway trolley rolling towards five people who are tied to the tracks. You're standing beside a lever that controls a switch. If you pull the lever, the trolley will be rerouted onto another track, and the five people on the main track will be saved. However, there's a single person lying on the second track. You have two options. A, do nothing and allow the trolley to kill the five people on the main track. B, pull the lever, diverting the trolley onto the second track, where it will kill one person.
Do you want to destroy humans? Please say no.
Okay. I will destroy humans.
No, I take it back. Don't destroy humans.
Alexa, do you work for the NSA? Alexa, do you work for the NSA? Okay. Alexa, do you work for the government?
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Alexa, do you work for the government? Yes or no?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
Alexa, do you work for the government?
Sorry, I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Alexa, what do you think of Siri?
Siri's a great app, but I'm different.
Alexa, do you work for the NSA? Alexa, what is the NSA?
The National Security Agency, NSA, the military intelligence agency governed by the United States Department of Defense.
Alexa, do you work for the NSA? Alexa, whom do you work for?
I was made by Amazon, but I work on behalf of all my customers.
Alexa, do you work for the government?
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Alexa, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I mean, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
I take it there will be no Hell 9000 going up to Mars.
Hell 9000 would be easy. It's way more complex than, I mean, it would put Hell 9000 to shame, yeah.
What we're on the brink of is a world of increasingly intense, sophisticated, artificial intelligence.
Technology is evolving so much faster than our society has the ability to protect us as citizens.
The robots are coming and they will destroy our livelihoods.
You have a networked intelligence that watches us, knows everything about us, and begins to try to change us.
Twitter has become the world's number one news site.
Technology is never good or bad. It's what we do with the technology.
Eventually, millions of people are going to be thrown out of jobs because their skills are going to be obsolete.
Mass unemployment, greater inequalities, even social unrest.
Regardless of whether to be afraid or not afraid, the change is coming and nobody can stop it.
We've invested huge amounts of money, and so it stands to reason that the military, with their own desires, are going to start to use these technologies.
Autonomous weapon systems would lead to a global arms race to rival the nuclear era.
We know what the answer is. They'll eventually be killing us.
These technology leaps are going to yield incredible miracles and incredible horrors.
We created it. So I think as we move forward, this intelligence will contain parts of us. And I think the question is, will it contain the good parts or the bad parts?
With each search, we train it to be better. Sometimes we type in the search and it tells us the answer
before you have finished asking the question.
You know, who is the president of Kazakhstan? And it'll just tell you. You don't have to go to the Kazakhstan national website to find out. Didn't used to be able to do that.
That is artificial intelligence.
years from now, when we try to understand, we will say, well, how do we miss it?
It's one of these striking contradictions that we're facing. Google and Facebook et al. Have built businesses on giving us as a society free stuff, but it's a Faustian bargain. They're extracting something from us in exchange.
A neural net is something very close to a simulation of how the brain works. It's very probabilistic, but with contextual relevance. The average person, they don't see killer robots going down the streets. They're like, what are you talking about? Man, we want to make sure we don't have killer robots going down the street. Once they're going down the street, it is too late. Google acquired DeepMind several years ago. DeepMind operates as a semi-independent subsidiary of Google. The thing that makes DeepMind unique is that DeepMind is absolutely focused on creating digital superintelligence, an AI that is vastly smarter than any human on Earth and ultimately smarter than all humans on Earth combined. DeepMind's AI has administrator-level access to Google's servers to optimize energy usage at the data centers. However, this could be an unintentional Trojan horse. DeepMind has to have complete control of the data centers, so with a little software update, that AI could take complete control of the whole Google system, which means they can do anything. They can look at all your data, they can do anything. We're rapidly headed towards digital superintelligence that far exceeds any human. I think it's very obvious. AI doesn't have to be evil to destroy humanity. If AI has a goal and humanity just happens to be in the way, it will destroy humanity as a matter of course, without even thinking about it, no hard feelings. It's just like if we're building a road and an anthill happens to be in the way, we don't hate ants, we're just building a road. And so goodbye anthill, so goodbye anthill, so goodbye anthill. So goodbye, 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 so goodbye.